It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 4th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's the government's official employment and unemployment report today, but what about prospects for the kind of jobs you do online? Elance, a company that uses the web to fix up freelancers with jobs, has a 2013 forecast with a bold prediction that 1 out of 4 college students in this new year will earn money through online jobs. Fabio Rosati is the CEO of Elance.
We're seeing a viral phenomenon where if somebody on a specific campus discovers that they can make money by working online, they quickly tell their friends, look, I just made $300 this weekend, and I did it working in front of my computer in the library or in my dorm room.
What are they doing? I mean, are these people who know how to write computer code? Is it mainly that?
It's a variety of skills. Market research jobs, writing jobs, translation jobs. Take the case of Remington McAnally, who is at the University of Idaho and was a part-time restaurant worker. He turned himself into a web developer. He has some web development skills and graphic design skills, and he's making twice as much money and being able to be twice as productive because he can work more since he doesn't have to get to work.
Lack of health care is a key barrier to online work, something that could change, Rosati says, if health care reform brings about cheaper coverage. There's confirmation the U.S. government is not throwing the book at Google. The Federal Trade Commission says Google's search system does not violate antitrust law. Still, the company agreed to stop snatching product reviews from rival websites. What does all this mean for mortals? Well, continue to be on the lookout for Google search results that companies paid for. These might be just what you were looking for, or there might be better items further down the search list that were not Google's friends, relatives, and business partners. If I said there's a machine that makes music by itself, you'd be unimpressed. Player piano, wind-up monkey with banging cymbals, so what? But what if there's a robot that will improvise music along with you? That is to say, pick up on what you're playing and make something new. That's what Georgia Tech's music technology professor Gil Weinberg says he's done with the robot Shimon. Take a listen. This one-eyed, four-armed robot is the one on the melodic marimba. It's improvising, taking live cues from human bandmates. But don't worry, jazz players. Weinberg says he's not trying to make you obsolete.
I don't think that robots will be better than musicians. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to push the envelope and create new kind of interactions.
Weinberg's robot mimics the styles of greats like Monk or Coltrane by using data sets taken from the real musician's improvisations and turning them into directives. For example,
based on statistics, we try to figure out with every given note what is the likelihood for each note to come after it and what is the interval in terms of rhythm and pitch in Thelonious Monk playing.
The algorithms Weinberg and his colleagues built inform the robot's own performance style and choice of notes. He says someday we could sit in our living room, set our robots to Jimmy Page or Miles Davis, and hit play. And before we go, is this healthy or not? A newly upgraded video game that lets players pretend they're drinking a can of soda. Soda Drinker Pro, it's called. The developer is said to really like soda. If you're listening in the Midwest, substitute the word pop for soda and the story will suddenly make sense, or not. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.